The following recording is copyright 2011, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
January 1st has been many things. It is the beginning of the year, according to our current calendar, but it has not always been so. In the early Roman calendar, every year began on March 1st, as we still see in our names for September, the 7th month, October, the 8th month, November, the 9th month, and December, the 10th month. And the other months subsequently acquired the names of Roman gods or emperors, like July and August and so on. Why did New Year's get moved up 2 months? And why did we keep those pagan names after all of Europe became Christian? When I was little, January 1st was the Feast of the Circumcision. In fact, we've got the reference to the circumcision in today's gospel. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, and today is the 8th day after Christmas, and on that day he was named Jesus. After Vatican II, our liturgical calendar was changed, and now we celebrate the solemnity of Mary, who is the Mother of God, because she gave birth to Jesus, who is the Son of God. So now, on January 1st, we celebrate not so much Jesus' Jewishness and his humanity, his circumcision, but rather his divinity, which makes Mary, in that sense, the Mother of God. And then in addition to that, in 1967, Pope Paul VI asked us to observe January 1st each year as a World Day of Prayer for Peace. On Christmas, the Prince of Peace was born, whose love will defeat the power of hatred and thereby reconciling us with each other and with God. One of the things that all these things have in common is that New Year's is a day of transition. We look back over the past year, thank God for it, try to learn from it, and then we turn to look forward to the new year, asking Jesus, the Prince of Peace, Son of God, Son of Mary, to help us in all that lies before us in our future. When the pagan Romans changed their calendar in 700 BC, it's a long way back there, they named what is now the first month of our calendar in honor of Janus, who was their god of thresholds and doors. And we have January 1st now because this is a day of transition, a threshold of another year. Janus was, according to them, a god who had two faces. One face that looked back to see what was going on behind him, and another that looked forward to see what was going on in front of him. Which is why we make New Year's resolutions on the first day of Janus, in January. We don't have to resign ourselves to the old habits we see in our past. We don't have to resign ourselves to what we see of our vices in the past. Today we have a new beginning and are invited to look to a better future. But you know, to achieve this new beginning, we'd better rely on more than good intentions. Looking back over the past, we can see how far good intentions alone have gotten us. Hence, We need this January 1st to ask not only for God's help, but also to commit ourselves to then using the help He provides to us. These changes that we need will not happen automatically by God's grace alone. We will achieve them, or God will achieve them in us, only by us actually using the grace, the strength, the power that God gives us. So, do you want peace in the coming year? God will help you work for peace, but He's not going to give it to you without your help, without your cooperation. Do you want to rid yourself of your sinful habits? God will help you, but you've got to do your part too. And so on. In today's responsorial psalm, we prayed, "May God bless us with His mercy." Well, He has blessed us with His mercy. Now it's our turn to bless Him by responding to His grace.